You were in China, I understand, and you had to learn Chinese, which is
Yes.
obviously a very different language from English. Did you have any particular techniques or strategies that you used which helped you learn the language?
Yes, I used to underline vocabulary that I really felt I needed for my needs. In I had a book, so I'd underline that vocabulary and expression in red so that I could really focus on that. And trying to, maybe with words, because Chinese is so different from English, thinking, ah, I'll remember that word because it's like this word in English, or making a strong image of the word. And then the other thing that I really, really helped me to teach my students better is that you cannot sit down and learn vocabulary like once a week, sitting down for half an hour with your vocabulary book, but that in a sense you have to do it a little bit, and often it's a little bit like doing a diet. If you're on a diet and you kind of starve yourself and think, I'll lose weight and I've lost weight, it'll come back on again. Or doing exercises, you need to do it a little and often. So the way that I learned vocabulary was by copying those words and expressions that I really needed, and also listening to conversations and copying down things that I remembered when I came back.
What do you mean when you say you copied
I put
the
them into
words?
my vocabulary book. I found out in Chinese you have a pinyin, which is like a sort of transliteration system, so it's the Roman alphabet. And I'd sort of notice words that came up again and again, and I'd make a note of them and ask my Chinese friends what they meant and put them in a special vocabulary book, which it was small, so I could keep it in my pocket. And I just read my vocabulary book 3 times a day, just for 5 minutes. And then I'd do what I did last week, because you forget terribly quickly. So a little bit and often, I think, is the rule for learning vocabulary, so that it becomes part of your routine and it doesn't become this awful slog of learning lots and lots of words.